Salam, salam, salam semua orang. Salam,
salam,
salam masuk dalam gelanggang sekarang. This is the thing pod.
Things podcast, guys.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank
biasa
you.
Aku wish things.
Yang lain? Aku yang things.
Aku the things.
Dan things
strike, strike, strike. Dia dah tak. Apa? Shack Max.
Dia dah shack.
Aku penat sekejap.
Okay, so guys, I want to ask you. On the first date, as a guy, on the first date with a girl, do you think you guys should pay for the first date?
First date?
Yes.
Yeah, we ask for Denting's opinions first. So Denting's.
Then you first.
Honestly, you should pay for the first date. But like, if kau masih budak kecil, tak payah nak date-date lah, sia. Just focus on your studies.
Like, what is budak kecil to you, bro?
Like, secondary school yang tak kerja.
Okay.
Tapi duit pun mak bapa tak tahu kasih.
Diorang tak kerja kan. So what should they do?
Tak payah date lah. Just rumah. Stay single di rumah ke keluarga kawan lah. Tapi tak mau date lah. Like if you cannot pay for two people then.
Tak payah date lah.
Tak payah date lah.
Like okay, the question was a yes or no. Do you think I should
sorry. I see.
Mak gitu betul side track.
So
yes, then
suka
yes.
Yan,
kau nya. You think I should pay for first date?
Depends.
Depends on what the price?
No lah. Depends on the girl lah. Depends what? On your what the person you going out with you lah. With her.
Kalau macam mean? Normal date lah.
A date is a date, yeah. Idiot.
Yalah, tapi kalau tu orang yang kau keluar dengan shack pack, cakap je lah kau tak ada duit.
Kalau dia shack pack, you wouldn't even want to date in the first place.
You wouldn't want to go out.
Sekejap.
So, should guys pay on a date or no? Like the first date. Yes or no?
Yes.
Bloody my opinion, hell. Yes. Guys should pay on a first date.
Yeah, why?
Why, why, why? Why?
Because in this society, dia macam normalize. And people are normalizing it. Like, girls would judge you. Yeah? Not all. Ni kena emphasize. Not all.
Dari dulu pun normal.
Like, yalah,
time like
it's normalized, but
during the slave trade all.
Love, gimana?
Apa yang slave trade? Bodoh dentings.
Sorry, aku pernah lah. Kau pernah aku bawa connect.
Okay, bawa connect.
Okay,
but yeah, dentings.
I just feel like it's normalized lah. And girls would judge, and not all, but most. Cause like macam as men, kau macam kena provide. You know, like this kind of thing. Yeah.
But I think it's a stigma that.
That
huh? Huh?
Stigma.
Yeah, stigma that.
Stigma, ligma.
I think it's a stigma that should be getting rid of. Like not all men can be breadwinners. What? Takkan kau nak some disabled man to be a breadwinner?
Usually, society is men keluar kerja provide, perempuan duduk kat rumah masak.
No. The thing is, son, woman now wants to do what man can do.
Yeah, like equalize.
Yeah, they want to equalize.
But
equal pay, equal rights,
equal everything.
They want to do what man can do. Then who is gonna do the woman's job?
True,
Because men.
The men
themselves have their own responsibilities, and women have their own. Like, if a woman wants to work, sure, go ahead. No, nobody's stopping you.
Right?
It's understandable, lah. But if you wanna work and not do like household duties, right?
I feel like it should be a fair share.
Yeah, sabar lah, aku nak habis ya. Okay, like they just want to work, but they don't want to do household duty. Then the husband is working, then do household duties.
Yeah.
Is that what you say? What? You want to switch roles?
Wait, what you say? Sorry.
Women work, but don't do household duties. But men work and do household duties.
Oh, tak. Tak. Kena balance.
Like, yeah, it should be balanced. Women work, men work. Women do household duties,
men also do.
It should be equal.
Real.
It should be equal. So, apa sekarang?
Connect lah.
Okay. Next question. How much do you think guys should bring on the first date?
How much?
Yes.
Max lah.
Max. How much would you want to spend?
Maximus ah.
Yeah.
Aku rasa I should just bring my whole bank account lah. Sebab aku kaya jangan tu.
Yeah.
Kau kaya?
Berapa banyak kosong kat kau punya bank? Behind the numbers, how many zeros?
Confidential lah.
Aku tak nak mata merah.
But
all I can do is I used to make 200 per hour.
Balling.
Used to ah. Aku main goal dulu.
So how much would you bring on a visit?
Like probably max is 100 lah. But I won't spend everything lah.
Okay.
You bring 100 on the first date for two people. Wait, where are you gonna go?
Total bro. Bukan just the food, you know. Everything. Like your activities.
Yeah.
Probably for you wish things.
80 lah.
Okay. Kalau kau bawa 80 kan, kau akan bawa dia pergi mana?
Itu secret lah. Yang nak tahu, dia kena date aku dulu lah. Baru dia orang tahu saya.
Hit him up. H.
Korang available bro.
Korang actually bawa 100 or less
Tak. Then thing is, kau akan bawa apa? Like realistically. Kau tak yang kaya-kaya bagai apa.
Okay. If realistically kan, minimum kan.
No, max.
Oh, max eh. Max. Max, 250.
Kau nak belanja apa bodoh? Okay, then thing.
250 eh, max.
Kalau kau bawa 250 kan, kau akan bawa tu perempuan gimana?
Like,
so, what would be your date for the 250?
Apa hotel?
Plus hotel.
Tak ada hotel.
Tak ada romantic date by the beach.
So, heaven plus hotel.
Dah.
Pergi,
so, honestly kan, aku rasa first date should be at like, some...
tak boleh dengar weh.
Wait, are you thinking of like tip top restaurant or?
Yeah.
Honestly, first date, no.
First date 250 gila babi bodoh.
That one, if you, I feel like your money should only gradually go up as your dates go up. So like first date, where's it called 250 go spend? Then the girl like leave.
Why? You
lack first on your money.
The only reason why I'm bringing 250 right is because I enjoy the finer things in life lah, bro.
Bowling.
Kira kan lah, like I prefer to enjoy the finer things in life.
Finest things.
Okay lah, yelah.
Wait, banyak tak boleh buat.
Okay lah. So like,
can't speak, bro.
First date, right? What are your thoughts on like people bringing their girl to like eat at McDonald's first date?
Loki, I don't mind, sir. Like, if the girl is fine, right? If the girl is fine, You know she's the one for you. Honestly ah. Kau bawa pergi McDonald's tapi dia tak kisah. First date. I mean, if the girl is fine with it, then she's the one for you ah.
You know, I guess that's true.
You know she's not there for the money. She's there with you for the long run. Like through your ups and lows in your life. Through any financial difficulties you will have.
She will
love you for life.
Honestly, no ah. Just because your girl accept you go McDonald's visit doesn't mean she will stay with you for the long run, bro.
I saw Dini macam emo lah.
No, I'm just saying, bro.
Who broke your heart, bro?
No one lah.
Say wallah right now.
Everyone gets their heart broken.
Same lah. I got my heart broken by...
It's normal.
By teddy bear, bro.
Oh, okay.
Someone throw my teddy bear.
Eh, tu don't kena dengar satu podcast.
If
you guys don't know what reference to...
A previous episode.
Yeah.
Not exactly last episode, but previous.
Yeah, cerita tu, is it?
Yeah.
Pernah dengar tu. Shock juga.
Okay, wait. Let's drop out topic. Hey, I don't mind like bring girl to Mac, but like apa tu? Social experiment.
Social experiment.
So, Buster, you use girl as test subject.
No,
cancel. Are you looking at woman as object?
No,
cancel.
Test the girl.
Huh? Oi. Cancel. Cancel.
That's the woman. That's the woman. Like, okay ah.
Abi,
I might just ajak go Mac, KFC, you know, all these type of places. It's like a joke.
Abi, so you're saying woman ah, joke now ah.
Cancel.
Hey, pepuki borong korang dua. Cancel. Fuck you guys lah. Fuck me.
Apa ni?
Apa?
Apa tadi aku tanya? Aku lupa saya aku question.
McDonald's.
So on a normal price range, right? Just for the food, not for the activities. per person, 1 meal how much? Like what? Like what's the price range for 1 person? Like what kind of place will you bring the
first
girl
date?
To? Is it?
Yeah, we start
for
with
me,
things.
Start with which things?
Minimum, like 15 ah, like the per meal.
Sama sih ya.
15 ah. So like around, add like the sides or like 40 ah.
Huh? 40.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, aku
add the size, $5. Okay, yeah.
Aku minimum 25 ah.
Per person.
Per person.
You
yeah.
Bring West, yeah, this one. It's a halal place, not $25.
Halal.
Kau bawa pergi bar.
Say Wallah.
Dahlah. Apa sebab main Wallah dengan makanan?
Dahlah. Bring West.
Tak lah.
$25 per person.
Tak tahu. Okay, korang $15 nak buat pergi mana?
Mega.
I don't want to say
Mega.
Cakap lah.
I don't know, like cafe ada. Restaurant.
Honestly, korang pernah dengar white label lah?
Tak. Ah?
White, white label.
Apa benda?
It's a really good French restaurant.
Yeah, so white label.
White label ke
French restaurant.
French lah.
Halal.
Oh. Minimum aku nampak dia punya makan satu pasta dah $20 something.
Hah?
Habis dia punya truffle fries like $15.
Kau dah makan eh?
Undisclosed.
Huh?
Disclosed.
Undisclosed. Atau apa Nando's tak.
No okay lah. First date.
Lucky okay.
I feel like first date is called lag bro.
Okay, Nando's kira kan apa? Fast food?
Tak ah, dia macam
I feel like third date baru kau bawa pergi restoran semua.
Third
second date.
First Habis first kau nak bawa gimana?
First macam lag kau pergi
I feel like first should be
kind of benda.
Should be done to make a lasting impression lah. Honestly.
Nah bro.
And then second date then kau boleh try lag sikit. And then by the third date is either kau lag atau kau cabut lah, like kau
ghost. Kau first, up go down lah.
Kira kan first date kau buat macam good impression, second date kau buat hal lah.
Bukan
lah.
Kau buat hal lah.
Something like that.
Bukan.
Macam dorang fikir kau nak naik.
Bukan lah. Macam first date is to make impression, second date to get to know better, third date is when you either ask her out
on a date.
No, like ask her out as in like start going out with her. Or okay. Kau ghost. That's my take on it lah.
To me, first date, korang like ah. Like just do like things. Then if things like hit it off from there, like korang leave vibe. Then second date baru kau macam express your personality via the activities.
Okay. What's a good activity?
Second date.
Second. No, like in general, like a date, what's a good activity?
Yeah, basic is like movie. Yeah.
Yes,
tapi tu basic. Eh, that's like bare minimum.
Aku dengar dari perempuan kan.
First date movie tak bagus kan?
Yeah.
I know.
But sebab apa?
Depends lah.
Diorang pakai cantik-cantik habis just to see inside movie theater.
Yeah, but that one just depends. Honestly.
Sebab aku ada satu kawan, dia tanya like almost most of her female friends lah. Habis almost all of them cakap movie first date bad idea.
Yeah.
So yang perempuan tengah dengar ni, tolong leave down in the comment section kalau movie first date good or no.
I think it's personal preference lah.
Yalah, but just let's just see what this year. You never know, sometimes first date diorang nak pergi.
Okay. Pause.
Then things getting out of hand.
Bleep, please.
Okay, sial ah. Okay. Kau, what's a good activity? I feel like movie is bare minimum.
It is.
Kalau nak good activity ya,
rasa like to me first date you should be like bare minimum first. Then like if things just hit off from there, korang just go to extent.
Tak apa. First date terus Sephora shopping.
Give a B.
No, it's okay.
Okay, Yan Things, what's a good activity for second date?
Jalan-jalan around town.
Buat
sebab
apa?
Free.
Buat okay. Buat apa? Jalan. Takkan kau nak just
jalan-jalan balik.
Sightseeing.
But what sight is there to see if the only sight is her?
I feel like you should, like, you know, just walk around, take photo booth, go eat, watch the sunset.
Haji Lin lah.
I feel like...
Mana-mana boleh lah.
I feel like bowling is something you guys can do, like,
together. Okay, on the which date? First date?
No lah,
bowling. Kalau first date bowling, kau pergi mampus ya.
Tu pasal boro no boro. First date is like
bowling, shag sikit. Some,
yeah.
Like maybe
dua orang shag.
Maybe third date. No, good sia actually. If let's say the guy know how to bowlan, then perempuan tu tak tahu macam mana.
Bowler.
Kau?
Bowler, tapi bowler.
Tak lah, kau boleh ajar dia sia macam nak bowl. Like kau.
Kirakan ni macam taktik lah.
Taktik lah. Macam.
Then things kasih tips guys.
Macam taktik nak get into a pants lah
guys. Oh bukan pants lah. Macam. Macam. Tengok movie. Popcorn. Kau
isn't a movie.
Kau. Bukan. Like tengah tengok movie.
Okay.
Dia letak tangan dia dalam popcorn. Habis kau letak. Macam tu step macam kota. Dia punya tangan dia. Macam tu
lah.
Get
into a pants lah guys.
No bukan pants lah guys. So like bowling. So,
bukan pants eh. Habis apa baju eh.
Tak. So back to bowling.
Back to bowling.
Saya track gila babi.
Back to bowling. Like you can just show her how to bowl lah. Like,
how to show?
Like pegang tangan dia dan.
Then just nak smash bro.
No lah.
At this point.
Okay, then, go to the room lah.
Fuck. So.
Okay, wait. Let's go toilet.
No. So like bowling, yeah. You can just hold her hand and then show how to bowl lah. Like. Curl ke.
So sweet.
Then lepas bowl, korang maybe boleh go get some refreshment. Then
what kind of refreshment?
Like macam beli macam snack ke air.
What kind of snack?
What type of snacks you talking about?
So get some refreshments maybe. Then after that you can go picnic for sunset.
Picnic lepas bowling. By the way kau,
I feel like nowadays many people dorang gidit macam malas ya. Like did people want to do activities nowadays. They just want to like. Kau faham tak?
Sama. Aku actually prefer stay kat rumah saja.
Like, you know like stay in dates. Like kau.
No, girls will never do that on the first date.
No, first date. Not first date, of course.
But stay in date. Low-key like kind of nice lah. Like.
Nice lah.
Like you either go. You go over to the house. Or they come over to your house. Then korang buat like.
You watch movie. Build Legos.
Atau, do naughty stuff lah.
Atau buat like kurang masak together. Then after that kurang makan. Then lepas tu to end the day off.
Kurang kasi tu perempuan masak, kau makan.
Tak salah.
Then next day makan lah.
Salah.
Lepas tu kau dah kasi tu perempuan masak biasa lah, kau duduk. Lepas tu kau cakap, buat kopi sikit.
Tak like kurang masak together. Bond over cooking. Then maybe tengok movie while eating. Then after the movie, korang tidur.
Habis Netflix and chill lah.
Bukan Netflix. Like Netflix then.
Okay, chill dates. I like chill dates.
Like looky like Netflix and chill as in no fucking lah. Like Netflix and then korang
chill lah. Netflix and chill lah.
Yelah like
literally
like,
chill.
Literal chill. Not Netflix and fuck. So. So Netflix and chill.
Not Netflix and fuck.
Netflix and fuck is mad.
Isn't that what people do nowadays?
Netflix. That's why it's called fuck. Netflix and chill, bodo.
Yeah, so Netflix and literal chill, not Netflix and fuck.
Okay.
So, yeah, then after that, korang to end the day, korang tidur, then you guys can wake each other up in the morning lah.
Oh, kirakan sleepover date lah.
This is all just in a delusional reality. Because honestly, right, in reality, this shit won't happen, bro.
Betul lah.
Trust me.
Let's get back to it.
Back track.
Let's get back to it. So yeah, bowling then sunset and off.
That's right. You don't really say much.
That's my activity.
Then you don't really say much.
So what's your activity? Honestly, like what's something you do?
Oh, yeah. Aku.
Yeah. Yeah lah. Ambil tangan siapa? Setan. Setan. Cepatlah.
Probably like Jawa. Kena fikir. Which thing is kau pergi dulu?
Aku dah cakap.
Kita dah cakap.
Oh, dah.
Kita dua-dua like from the song. Yep. Kau diam. Itu masa aku cakap. You don't need to talk much about this.
Buat ada lagi masjid lah, solat lah.
Okay lah. No. Like, okay, it's a good idea but like. Come on lah.
Come on lah.
Aku tak tahu siapa.
Okay. Fuck it. Kau tak boleh then we go next question. How would you pick up girls?
No, then need to show the risk. Dentists need to show the risk.
Bro, aku
dentists the risk lah.
Bro, aku punya risk is unmatched kan. Aku takut kau cakap kan. Like to all the girls listening just from the phone kan. Korang semua just fall to your knees lah. Aku tak boleh cakap lah. Aku tak boleh cakap apa-apa lah.
Tak boleh cakap apa-apa.
Tak boleh.
Oh, gila.
Like aku punya voice pun ada orang lah.
Gila.
aku tak boleh. Sorry lah. Sorry guys.
Damn. I mean, I think I can back you up lah.
I cannot lah. Sorry. Okay, wait. So I give you a situation lah.
Wait, you want to give who? Cause
give
this
you
guy
both a situation. Then like, how would you pick this girl up?
Okay.
This around your age, this girl. She's 7-Eleven worker. And there's that's cantik ah.
Okay.
Then dia seorang. Like got no. Got no one at the store. Dia just seorang. Then kau masuk kau nak beli.
Okay. Aku tahu kau.
Waktu aku masuk kau nak beli rokok.
Aku akan ambil Slurpee big cup.
Okay. Continue.
Slurpee.
Slurpee big cup. Lepas tu aku tumpangkan kat counter.
Dia tumpangkan kat counter.
Dia tumpangkan kat counter. Okay guys, if korang tak tahu kan, Young Things, dia...
Okay, tu hari kita pergi lepak lah. Kita pergi lepak. Pergi makan kedai mamak biasa. Then got 7-Eleven at the side. And we want to buy water, right?
So, aku masuk, aku beli air. Then, aku tanya Young Things lah. So, at this point, which things just tengah tunggu dekat.
I was waiting outside.
So aku tanya Young Things, kau beli apa? Dia cakap Slurpee. Dia cakap ah. Then aku cakap what size? So dia cakap oh the biggest. Ah okay lah. Then aku bawa air aku pergi counter. Then aku cakap kad aku decline cak. Then aku terus lari keluar nak ambil wallet aku lah. Nak ambil EZ-Link. So aku datang balik. Dan pun aku datang balik kan. Kimak air tumpah banyak.
Dekat counter tu kan.
Counter Kimak. Tumpah. Ya, yeah, Slurpee pick up terus jadi small siap. Lepas tu
Pisces ya, kalau aku Yan.
Lepas tu worker tu macam short siap kat Yan Things. Dia macam Aku tengok dia clean up kan. Dia macam malas nak buat kerja dia siap.
Oh, siapa tak malas.
Lepas tu Yan Things okay, yang kelakar ni kan. Aku nampak air tumpah. Yan Things cakap kat aku ciao dulu. Lepas tu aku nampak counter dia. Aku tengok kat dia macam hah?
Bro, aku tak lari keluar. Aku boleh apa whisper kat Dan. Eh bro, aku cakap dulu siap. Aku terus lari keluar bro.
Kau whisper kan?
Dia whisper dan tadi Young Things dekat pintu aku macam aku tengok kat counter dan aku tengok kat dia balik dan macam
ha? Kau cakap kuat-kuatnya.
Dia dengar siap dia punya cashier. Dan Young Things tengok balik kat aku. Dia macam aku cakap dulu siap. Fuck you. Lepas tu dia keluar.
You guys have answer my question.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Lagi. So, let's say you see a worker. Give a name.
Girl.
Not guy name.
Nama?
Jessica.
Aku rasa aku kasi Jasmine kot.
Jasmine atau Jessica, faster. Jessica, okay.
Jasmine lah, siapa?
Jasmine.
Jessica sounds like a bastard, siapa? Bleep that out, please.
Bastard, bodoh. So, okay, let's say Jessica, dia tengah adjust lah. Like, tengah susun lah. Letak stok semua. Kau masuk, kau nak beli air. Oh tak, kau nak beli rokok.
Tak lah, air lah. So, moment
kau beli air.
The moment aku masuk, aku akan greet her dulu lah. Like, maybe cakap like, let's say it's malam lah.
Malam lah, tak ada orang?
Tak ada orang lah. So, macam hello. Cakap hello lah. Macam, ayah, friendly lah.
Ayah, awak ada.
Mungkin I would do that if it's over the phone lah, like as a joke lah. Kadang-kadang aku slide into people DM by cakap hi awak atau hi you.
Okay.
So I would just say hello ke apa lah. So aku akan pergi green tea dan beli lah, ambil air green tea aku.
Specifically kena green tea lah ni?
Aku suka green tea sahab.
Okay.
And lepas tu kat counter, Aku maybe like sleep in a few lines ah.
Okay.
Aku like I said, I cannot see any of the lines because the girls over the phone listening.
Okay.
Faham. They will just be too risked up.
Yan, kau punya turn. How would you pick up girl?
Tak apa, kau dulu.
Aku. So I think I will just buy my water. Just give a smile and just get out of here. Then wait, like then like 10 minutes later, I going back, aku pergi beli rokok. Then aku tanya IG, aku just tanya IG then I chow. Honestly.
Beli rokok eh?
Alah.
Aku maybe sama as you siapa bro.
Oh serius ah.
Maybe not the rokok part lah.
But you're not a smoker man, you're not a smoker kind of man.
No lah.
Aku pun lupa nak cakap, aku akan minta dia punya tali. Bukan IG lah. Eh tak, IG safer lah. Yeah. Minta IG then kau boleh stop gambar dia then kau boleh.
Kau cakap kau risler tapi macam biasa je.
Biasa apa?
Aku tanya IG then just jauh lah. And she never give them too bad lah.
Tak, but not stop lah.
Like, honestly, this kind of things won't last also.
Who broke your heart?
One lah.
Eh.
This guy said.
Apa sia? Unprinted bodoh.
No one broke my heart lah. I okay. I feel like everyone will have a broken face.
You know, honestly, Ian, I want to leave you a quote.
You want hot butt sex?
Tak. I want to leave you a quote.
What kind of quote? By who?
This is by Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Keep pushing forward. Even when the path is uncertain, for greatness awaits those who persist. So tahan sikit.
Tahan lah.
Don't be heartbroken.
I'm not heartbroken. I tell you I'm okay.
You should look at life.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Like how you look at, you want to fuck someone.
Not that lah.
No, I'm joking lah. I'm joking about that.
Okay. So, that's how you want to raise up girls?
No lah, sir.
7-Eleven.
Dah.
Okay guys, salam. This is it for the Things Podcast. I hope you guys have a blessed day. Follow us. Subscribe to everything. Listen to us on Spotify. Much appreciated. Have a blessed day. And hope you'll find some love out there.
Hey, there's someone for everyone, guys.
But so, there's someone for everyone, but if you think about it,
masih tanah air ni end credits ah. Ni Marvel ni movie bodoh. End credits bodoh.
No. There's someone for everyone. But if you think about it, not seven. Kita dah eight. 8 billion people in the world, and it's not a 50-50 split of men and women. So surely out there, you are gonna be alone. Thank you for listening. Salam.